Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here with your Lenten Daily Devotional. Today is Saturday, the end of the third full week of Lent, day 22 on our Lenten journey together. And we return now to the devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus by Brian Zond for today's devotion. The scripture for today is Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, 11 through 32. It's the parable of the prodigal son. In 1669, the great Dutch painter Rembrandt turned this parable into one of his masterpieces, The Return of the Prodigal Son. Today, this painting hangs in the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, where Brian has seen it more than once. It always brings tears to his eyes. There's a reason why Henry Nouwen once sat in front of the painting for 8 hours. And I wonder if you haven't seen that painting, you may want to Google that either now or at the end of this devotion. It's Rembrandt's Return of the Prodigal Son. In that painting, the reckless son has returned home from the far country. The boy has been to hell, and you can tell. He's clothed in dirty and torn rags, in stark contrast to the luxurious robes of his father. He has the shaved head of a prisoner, and his shoes have nearly disintegrated. The boy is kneeling in humility, with his face buried in his father's chest. Rembrandt has worked with color and light in a way that draws our attention to the hands of the father as they rest tenderly upon his son. Strangely, the right hand is feminine and the left hand is masculine. Of course, this is not due to some deficiency in the skill of the painter. Rembrandt seems to want to capture both the fatherly and the motherly nature of God's love. This masterpiece is a portrait of a sinner in the hands of a loving God. Those of us who know the story realize that those hands will soon present his son with a rich robe, with new shoes, and with a costly ring. Then those hands will clap with authority as the father orders the preparation of a great feast to celebrate the return of his long-lost son. This parable brims with theological significance, as Jesus shows us that the heart of the Father contains no wrath toward sinners, but overflows with gratuitous love. And what we don't find in the parable is just as significant. There is no appeasement theology here. The Father doesn't first rush to the servants' quarters to beat a whipping boy and satisfy his wrath before he can forgive his wayward son. No. In the story of the prodigal son, the father bears the loss and forgives his son from his treasury of inexhaustible love. He just forgives. There is no payment. There is no appeasement. Justice as punishment is what the resentful brother called justice. Justice as reconciliation is what the loving father called justice. The only wrath we find in the parable belongs to the Pharisee-like older brother, not the God-like father. And the only thing to be killed in the parable is the fatted calf, not to satisfy justice, but to provide the meal of reconciliation. Today, I invite you to adopt your atonement theology to what Jesus teaches in this beautiful parable of forgiveness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to see the beauty in the gospel of forgiveness as you have proclaimed it, and liberate us from our wrong ideas about an angry, violent, and retributive God. Amen. Well, now that we know officially we'll be in a stay-at-home situation for a while, I want to send my blessings to all the friends and family of Vine Street Christian Church and know that we will continue with our daily devotionals. We also have a Sunday Sabbath service coming up, kind of like our middle Sabbath service was this week on Wednesday. And I hope you enjoy that. But most of all, we want to do all we can. Please let me know by text or email what ideas you might have or things you may need. Until then, I hold all of you in my heart, and may God bless your evening.